Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
But Mortgage presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Button up your mortgage with the Button Mortgage Team. Call 833-BUTTON-2 or visit buttonmortgageteam.com. The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Monday as everybody in Rip City's feeling great. Had a nice little win over Detroit on Saturday night. Looking good.
Is that a nice little win?
Canner had 30 rebounds. A dominant performance for the Blazers. Yeah. Nothing happened last night. No need to talk about it. Mike Richmond joining us now, reporter, NBC Sports Northwest, host of the Locked On Blazers pod. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G. Rich. Mike, you did a post-game podcast last night. How are Blazer fans feeling after another dominating loss?
You know, I'm fearless. I will talk about bad basketball. That's my promise. That's why you guys got me on the show, because you know that I'm fearless. I would say the temperature is bad. Like, just the vibe is bad. The vibe is bad with the team. The vibe is bad with the fans. It's just we're not in a great spot right now, gentlemen.
Could you call this – look, I know they have 20 games to go. Dame has won playoff series before where maybe they weren't the favorite. There's always the element of being wrong, and I'm in the business where I'm wrong all the time, so I generally don't care if I'm wrong. But don't you kind of feel like maybe this is the culmination of a 5-6-year run that clearly is identifying itself as not a legit title contender, nowhere closer today than where they were 5 years ago? It just kind of feels like this is the sum of all of that, that they come out and they get drubbed by 20 plus points to teams that they either should be beating or they should barely be losing by. And last night was a pretty pathetic effort. Do you feel like this is kind of a culmination of just not being close enough in this Dame era?
Yeah, this feels like the low point. I probably wouldn't push it back 5 full years, because you got to remember where they were when LaMarcus left. They took some big steps. But since the Pelicans series, this is your sort of sobering reality, where it's like, you know what? Maybe they're just not one of the good teams, and maybe they can't get there. You know, like this isn't the way that they get there. This feels kind of like that. I mean, I have beat this stat ad nauseum, but according to what I have been tracking all year, they have 5 wins over teams with winning records on the evening that they've played them. And I can rip them off the top of my head because I know them so well. There's only 5. Lakers, Philly twice, Golden State, and Dallas. That's your 5 wins. One of those Philly wins, they didn't have Ben Simmons. Lakers win was on December 28th. The Warriors look like a bad team now. Mm-hmm. This is not a team that has a lot of indicators that it's particularly good. And like you said, maybe we've seen this coming for a long time.
Yeah, Mike Richmond is our guest, Locked On Blazers pod. Go give him a follow at Mike G. Rich. Now, you opened it up for suggestions from fans.
Ballsy move there, Mike.
It's a ballsy move. Because I like how you preface it, too, saying not the one that you're all going to send me. We don't need any hashtag fire Terry Stotts. I've seen plenty of those. I mean, was there anything that stood out in doing the pod or hearing from fans that could fix this? Because I can agree that they are not a title contender. Like, I totally understand that. They should be better than this, though. Like, getting your ass kicked every time you play a good team. And it's not like they're just losing these games. They're losing them by wide margins. So I think they're a better team than this. Was there any suggestion that stood out that you think could actually help in the short term?
The two big ones were play Carmelo Anthony less. Which is a tough road for the Blazers to travel, because they said they were going to be you know, custodians of his legacy or stewards of his legacy, I think was the actual language. And that means kind of guaranteeing him minutes and a spot and not, quote, disrespecting him by benching him. And that means that he plays regardless. And when you're this bad and you have someone who's 35 and maybe doesn't fit the sort of formula for how we get better, who's guaranteed minutes, that's a problem. And I think a lot of fans have identified that one. I don't think Melo is the only issue, but the idea that you there's one thing that you can't change is an issue.
Well, it's a pretty big problem. I mean, look, I don't like to react this way after every game. I think people can do that too easily. It's got to be a pretty big indicator and problem that the coach is asked about being in a funk. He pushes back on it, and the starting center basically says we're in a funk without saying the word funk. I like Terry. I don't think everything this year is Terry's fault. I think Neil has escaped a lot of criticism because the defense has been so awful and we've watched so many games that it's all Terry. I don't think this roster is the most amazing thing in the world. And I think, as many people have pointed out, Neil has rearranged the deck chairs to be a consistent, mediocre playoff team. But it seems like it's really coming to a head there for Terry based on that quote and what Nurkic was saying. You can't play like this, not think you're in a funk, while your starting center basically says you are in a funk.
Yeah, I have trouble reading too much into Terry Stotts' quotes. I think he's just really trying to get out of the press conference. You know, he's just trying to pull the ripcord, and any way he can get to the end will work for him. The best indicator is just that they haven't been competitive. I mean, it seems like they just don't have juice against good teams. And when things go wrong, they go wrong in a hurry. And there's certainly a talent issue here, but the idea that the Blazers are just bad against any team with postseason plans has to fall on the people in charge and sort of pulling the strings and pushing the buttons. Like that's the job of the coaching staff. And right now the team doesn't seem to be responding.
I mean, Mike, I said this stat last week, the teams are in front of them in the postseason run right now in the Western Conference, the teams above them in the standings, they're losing those games by 19 points a game.
Hey, they beat the Lakers on Christmas or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah. Okay. All right. The fourth game of the year.
That was
yes.
a lot of fun. Now, let me ask you this, Mike, and I try and put a positive spin on it. So there's...
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Do you need to?
There's
about, 20 games left in the regular season, whatever it is. This thing is clearly not going in the right direction. And it's the Blazers. We've joked that they're probably going to find their way into the 5 seed, win a first-round series, and everything will be the same next year. But the light at the end of the tunnel for me is that if this thing continues on this path, I don't know how you as an organization get to the offseason and say, yeah, that was a good year. Let's bring it all back next year and see how it goes.
It was only Terry's fault.
Right. It was only Stotts' fault. We're going to bring the rest of the team back. Like, if this continues, they have to, as an organization, be willing to make tough decisions, right? Like, and at least shake up the deck a little bit.
You would think, right? You would think that they wouldn't just say, hey, we were an inch away, and if we just change up the coaching philosophy, we'll be right there again. You would think. It hasn't necessarily been their MO. They've kept the core guys together, is what I assume you're getting at. Mm-hmm. But the calculation changes. They don't have a lot of guys under long-term contract beyond this year. It's basically just not Dame and CJ who have multiple seasons. So they can kind of, this next summer, as Yusuf Nurkic enters his contract year, they can kind of figure out what the direction will be. So not only is it sort of like, let's blow this thing up because it hasn't worked, but also I just think timing wise of how the financials are going to work with this team, that it's this summer is the time to do it. Like this summer is like, okay, we can move off this. Let's change course.
Yeah. Who does Neil answer to within the organization? Feels like he's got a Pete Carroll vibe where there's an owner, but there's not really an owner that follows this as closely as the former owner. So it just, is Neil really in charge of everything?
My understanding is that Vulcan and the Allen estate, but really like Vulcan Inc., like they're involved in terms of approving stuff, but mostly Neil gets to say, here's my plan. Here's what I want to do. Is that okay? Kind of like, do I have the sign off? Not, is it okay? He's not asking for permission. He's saying, here's the plan. Here's what it'll cost. This is what it is. And they give the okay. From what I understand, Jody Allen is not like sending him draft mixtapes a la her brother, but is, There's an image for you, Paul. Paul's checking out all the Ball is Life YouTube videos. But Jody is, you know, Jody wants to know what's happening and wants to know what the direction of the team is. But I don't think there's sort of like a day to day someone at Vulcan who's like super deep into the basketball stuff.
Yeah, okay. You said years ago that they were going to play this like the Mavs, just hope that they can hit 1 year with Dirk and win a title with Dame. Do they know over there at One Center Court that Maverick team had one of the all-time 7-footers, a defensive player of the year center, and Jason freaking Kidd at point guard? Do they know that?
I mean, I'm sure they did know it. That's one of the funniest comparisons. It's like the thing. It's like, well, the Mavericks' defensive liability was 7 feet tall. And if you're going to be bad, if you're going to be bad on defense, I think you'd rather be 7 feet tall. And you know, a couple other Hall of Famers around him don't hurt.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Mike Richmond, go give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G. Rich, NBC Sports Northwest, host of the Locked On Blazers podcast. He's a warrior, man. He did a post-game podcast after that turd last night.
Mike, I have one more for you, and we're against it, but I want to get your thoughts. Where do you think Dame is at on all this stuff? He posted a thing on Instagram not too long ago that his biggest fault is that he's loyal. We know he's loyal. We love that he's loyal here in Portland. He's playing not great basketball in the month of April, but where do you think he's just all at looking and evaluating this team?
His vibe is as low as it's been since I've been around the team. He is an eternal optimist and kind of a relentless optimist. And he is as down right now as I've experienced since I've been around him. And that might just be the aging and knowing and blah, 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 but it's undeniable that his vibe is bad at this current moment.
Yeah, it's hard not to be with the way that they're playing. Mike Richmond, give him a follow on Twitter. I'm Mike G. Rich. Thanks, Mike, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, do it again soon, y'all.